I'd like to say this is going to be all snow, but it looks like a wintry mix is coming to the area.
Wintry mix. This is Alex Goffin with the intern, Drew.
How are we?
There's Drew, the intern. Coming to you from the studios of Vermont Public Radio. Since this is the first episode, you generally have zero context, so I'll try to give you a little bit. Wintry Mix is driven by offbeat interviews with the on-mountain populace. If you orbit the snow economy in any way, shape, or form, we'll talk to you and try to hear about things that aren't your brochure and see how it goes. Our first episode, first chit-chat, is going to be with John Stelzer, who is a skier, pro skier, rather, and college student in Virginia. Lynchburg, Virginia, to be exact, at the Liberty Mountain Snowflex Center. And this surface and this center is interesting because they don't have any snow. They never have any snow, and they ski on what is called Snowflex, and it's basically like a wet toothbrush. And it allows skiing 12 months a year in any climate at all because it requires zero snow whatsoever. But before we do that, a ritual we have before every interview, the intern gives us some facts. Go for it, Drew.
Here we go. We got Snowflex states it provides two properties essential for skiing, slippy and grippy. Virginia is in the subcategory of humid subtropical for its climate.
You have no idea what that means.
None whatsoever.
Okay.
But it is also illegal to tickle women in the state of Virginia.
I don't believe you.
You know, I Googled it up, and the first thing that popped up was this law. And
Drew believes everything on the internet. More on that later. We will talk to John Stelzer in a moment. Drew has...
I actually got a few questions for you, Alex. It says here that you lived in a truck, and I also heard that you lived in a storage container back when I was in elementary school, and you were also a sponsored mogul and halfpipe competitor. How was that?
That was the late 90s, and may it never be mentioned again.
Also, it says here that you eventually emerged from college straight to a ASC. Oh, straight into ASC while being...
Yeah, we're not going to be able to do those unless you know what you're getting. You can't just read them. You're tuned in to the first episode of Wintry Mix, recorded at and supported by Vermont Public Radio and their members. We may have an additional supporting sponsor later so that I can continue to justify doing this. So somebody will come through that door if we're providing value. We may or may not provide value. I don't know. The intern's not really doing much for me.
No, I'm not.
Now that we've got that covered. We will be back with John Stelzer from Liberty Mountain Snowflex in a minute on Wintry Mix.
Yogurt! Yogurt! I hate yogurt! Even with strawberries!
We are back on Wintry Mix. I'm Alex. That's Drew, the intern.
How are we?
There he is. And we are on now with John Stelzer, who I need to figure out a title for. I guess pro skier, college student. What else goes on there, John?
Fiance, roommate, brother, son, ambassador of Snowflex.
Yeah, you've kind of become... did you want to become that, or have you just become that and embraced it?
You know, I think it's happened over time where I've just, you know, became close with everyone at Snowflex and love what they're doing. So, yeah, I think it's happened over time. They did give me a little sponsored gig way back when I was younger, and I was super stoked on that. But it's happened over time, I guess.
I think it's time for them to increase that sponsorship. What do you think? I said it, not you. Don't worry.
More than that.
help us understand, because some people, probably a majority of folks, kind of have no idea what we mean when we say Snowflex. I, as someone who's actually never skied on it at all, kind of try to explain it to people as a wet toothbrush, but you can probably do a lot better.
You know, I was just going to say, I think a big toothbrush. When you get used to it, it's a lot like snow. But when you first get on it, it's a little bit more grippy. It doesn't have as much... not as slick as you'd think snow was. So a lot of people, it's grippy or whatever. My skis aren't waxed. But over time, you just get used to it. And, I've been skiing on it for almost 5 years. And it feels like snow to me, but that's because I've been skiing on it so long. So, yeah, I'd say it's the backside of Velcro. You know, it's pretty bristly, so you want to cover your elbows and stuff. But it's actually you learn to use it like snow, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
And for background for listeners, John Stelzer skis primarily, or at least primarily, I guess, when you're at school, at the Liberty Mountain Snowflex Center, which is in Lynchburg, Virginia, where there's basically no snow. And they ski down a man-made slope of this surface called Snowflex. And he has made a name for himself as a skier and as an ambassador for this Snowflex surface by basically skiing on it a lot, winning competitions on it, and anything else?
Yeah, we post a lot of videos through MuseGoers.com, which is extremely popular. Skiing, you know, during 100-degree weather in the middle of the summer is definitely – it's – super, like, interesting, you know, never expect it. And all of a sudden you pull up Liberty, you know, University, and there you go, Snowflex right behind it. And so it's super awesome and definitely out of the ordinary, I'd say.
I like in your edits where you have shots that basically show, you know, the environ as well with, like, the baseball fields and the cityscape down below. Because yep. that kind of identifies it as well, just the juxtaposition of the ski slope with, you know, bustling Mid-Atlantic City.
And I got to tell you, Snowflex definitely has some of the best sunsets you'll see anywhere. Every night, the different sunset, super awesome, over the city. You know, it's a really, really cool place.
When you're done with school, are you going to keep skiing there, or are you going to peace out?
Oh, no, heck yeah, I'm going to keep skiing there for sure.
But you didn't. Let's go back to when you started skiing. So you obviously didn't grow up in Virginia, I don't think. You started skiing on regular snow and have kind of migrated down to it, correct?
Yep, absolutely. I started in New Hampshire, Pat's Peak, and, you know, learned how to ski around 3 years old. Didn't really get super into it. You know, I was just cranking down the mountain, didn't know how to stop. My mom would just kind of grab me. I'd go flying under her legs or whatever. And then around high school, I started to get into it. I moved up to Maine, skiing Sunday River with my church group, actually, funniest thing. And so we used to make our little ski edits and, you know, so much fun. That's when I started to love the sport. And so it's interesting because you'll find so many people with different paths of where they came from and how, you know, skiing has happened. So for me, it's like it's been kind of a rocky road basically the whole time, being on the East Coast trying to keep up with the West Coast kids. But yeah, Snowflex has definitely been a good thing for me to do that.
We're talking to John Stelzer, who's a pro skier slash college student down in Virginia at the Liberty Mountain Snowflex Center, which is part of Liberty University. Your favorite skier growing up, favorite skier now sort of thing, who do you look up to in the sport?
You know, I've always looked up to Simon Dumont and Sammy Carlson. Those are kind of the two young guys back when I was just getting into the sport. And then Henrik Harlow, he was always, you know, the most stylish. Right now, you know, I kind of look to my peers, you know, my friends that I get to ski with every day because they, you know, have super good style. And I think that's what I look to now is who's doing what with style. I think that's a big part of the sport. Yeah, so I'd say that's how it's gone.
How do you handle that kind of, because obviously I know who you're talking about. A lot of our listeners will know who you're talking about. But sometimes you walk into, like, you know, some place with your aunt and you have to explain kind of what you do to people that don't ski at all. How do you do that?
Yeah, just be like, oh, you know, I jump off things, and then there's metal railings, and they put them in the way on purpose, and you jump onto them, and you keep in. Yeah, I think a lot of people don't really get it. So if you say, like, skateboarding on snow with skis, I think maybe people get it.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, that gives a good vibe to what it is, probably. And it's a quick way of doing it. It's not long and drawn out.
Exactly. You gotta keep them, you know, give them visuals, you know, it's something they've maybe experienced.
And you have a brother that skis as well, right? You guys are pretty close in age?
Yeah, he's 2 years older than me, and we've been pushing each other ever since, you know, we both got into it.
What's his name?
Tim Stelzer.
And does he go to school down there as well, or you guys are just both on Snowflex? Like, how did that work out?
No, he came to school first and graduated with an engineering degree, super smart, like, he's not a nerd, but he's, you know, he's doing the nerdy thing where I'm more of the business guy. So it's totally different, but he's way better at skiing than me. I like to think he maybe thinks I'm better at skiing. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, two different paths, but skiing has been a really good area for us to, you know, come together and hang out.
And knock on wood, obviously the skateboarding on snow, as you called it, is not a sport that is without risk of injury. You've remained fairly healthy, or have you had some big diggers?
I think everyone's had big diggers. Me and my brother, knock on wood again, have been pretty safe throughout. I broke my thumb just doing a little cork 7 way back in the day, and I've been good ever since. I do have one funny story, actually, about that. When I was super ambitious, you know, I was probably like 17 years old, Sunday River, super cold day. It was probably like 0 to -5 degrees. We're out there, last run of the day, probably a 50-foot jump. And I was like, you know, I'm going to kill it. I was on camera. I was like, I'm just going to do the sickest trick ever. I did a cork 1800, which is 5 rotations sideways.
What?
I would never do that again. Yeah, I took it to the absolute bottom, rode, like, died, ended up pooping myself and, like, lying on the ground smelling like crap. And then, yeah, I didn't get knocked out, but I was definitely, like, out of it. Came back, everyone's around me. I'm like, oh, this is, like, so embarrassing.
What is the next half hour after that event like for you? Like, what do you do in the 30 minutes following
that? I got to say, I was sitting in the car with a bunch of friends trying to, like, play it off. And I was like, man, what is that smell? You know, just trying to play it off. It was pretty embarrassing, not gonna lie.
But it sounds like other than a bruised ego or whatever, you got through it unscathed for the most part.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
All's well that ends well. And if people are not that familiar with your type of skiing, but they want to learn more, a couple things or web episodes or things like that, they should check out.
You got to check out Phil Casavone and Henrik Hallo, any of their stuff. If you want, Snowflex has summer camps. If you're a youngster or even anywhere between, like, we've had 40-year-olds come down and learn, you know, trying these gnarly tricks, or even 10-year-olds trying the same tricks. But Snowflex has summer camps, and that you can learn so much. So if you're just getting into it, and that's what you're trying to do, that's definitely a cheap way to learn a lot of new tricks.
And Drew, our the intern here, mentioned something before we got on with you. We start every interview before we get you on the horn with a few facts about, what's going on in that environment. And he mentioned one thing.
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
John, you ever have any trouble with your fiance? I heard it's illegal to tickle women down there.
I have never heard of that.
No.
Is that an actual law?
Is that a blue law, or, like, what do they call those things?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it's a blue law down there.
Dang. All right, well,
you've been put on notice.
That in private.
Yeah, watch out out there.
Yeah, she might take it to you.
Absolutely.
All right, John, thank you so much for the time, man, and we really appreciate it for being on Wintry Mix with here and Drew and myself, and keep on shredding on the Snowflex and repping Ski the East. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. If everyone wants to come down to Virginia, you know, hit me up on Instagram, and I'd love to ski with anyone.
Thanks, John. Talk to you later.
Take it easy.
Are you going to help me or not?
All right. I'll tell you what to do. Go that way really fast. If something gets in your way, turn.
What a coach.
Well, John Stelzer sounds like he's living the dream, doing some good things for himself and the Snowflex ambassadorship that he has adopted. He has definitely put that place on the map a lot more than it was before his arrival. Looking forward to the next edition of Wintry Mix. We are going to be chatting with Tyler Fairbank, who is the CEO of the Fairbank Group, which is a ski area operating group, but also a solar and wind energy developer. And so we'll dig a little bit more into that. Wintry Mix is recorded at Vermont Public Radio Studios in Colchester. We are supported by VPR and its members. I'm Alex Kaufman. Our intern is Drew. Angela Evansy is our producer. And audio engineering and accepting of our jibber jabber by Chris Albertine.
Have a good one, everyone.
Goodbye.
says also that you caddied for General Ford and Clint Eastwood. How would you say those guys are?
The intern with gold. He thinks it's General Ford. He thinks it's General Ford. That's awesome. It's actually the President of the United States.
Oh, his
name is Gerald Ford.